You're listening to SBS News.
Sri Lanka is home to one of the largest Buddhist populations in the world, but there are growing concerns that the country as a whole is becoming less tolerant of other religions. Udatibatuva Upananda Tiro is a Buddhist priest.
Although politicians try to paint Sri Lanka as a multi-religious nation, primarily it's a Sinhala Buddhist country.
When a nearby mosque was vandalized, Buddhist residents from his village were arrested. The local Buddhist priest says Sri Lanka is inclusive of other religions, but admits attitudes towards Muslims have hardened in recent months.
All of the Sinhala people felt the majority of Muslims were helping extremists.
In April, Islamic extremists detonated bombs in Christian churches and Western hotels across Sri Lanka, killing 259 people. Mim Sadiq from the Hinayama Juma Mosque says Muslim communities feel they've been punished for the attacks ever since.
Non-Muslim groups also came here and take the stones and throw to window and door windows, lights also damaged by the Buddhist terrorists.
He says a group of up to 400 Buddhists attacked several mosques in the area. It's in this climate that Sri Lankans go to the polls to vote for their next president this weekend. The country experienced terrorism during its civil war, but religious extremism is a largely new phenomenon. Misinformation on social media has been a key feature of this presidential campaign, and there are concerns that some political leaders have tried to stoke fear of minorities. Dr. Jehan Pereira is the executive director at the National Peace Council, an educational and advocacy organization that focuses on peace building and transitional justice.
We see very nationalist pronouncements being made at this time about the division of the country, the erosion of our sovereignty, of international interference in the domestic affairs of the country.
And the victims of religious violence have their own message for their leaders. Saranya was at one of the churches that was bombed at Easter time. She was pregnant with her son at the time. They survived, but her husband did not.
After the blast, I fainted. I woke up only when I felt my baby crying inside of me.
She wants to see an end to the new wave of religious extremism before it takes hold.
This attack should be the last. From here on, future generations should not have to experience this.
Alan Lee, SBS News.